In October, the Dillingham Public Library reduced its hours by a quarter. It's open 30 hours a week instead of 40 hours. The reason, says City Manager Rose Loetta, is the library is down one of its two half-time librarians accounted for in the 2017 budget.
One of the half-time positions, she resigned. So we chose to fill that position at this time to see whether or not the library can function with the one half-time librarian.
Loetta says that salaries comprise most of the city's budget, so when it makes cuts, one of the first places that it has to look is at positions.
Well, the city right now is operating on a very lean budget. If we were to decide on having to reduce our budget even more, there would be a number of different factors that would play into that. You know, we would look at whether or not it's an essential service, whether or not we're regulated in these areas and we need to have these positions. See, the majority of our budget is positions. It's not things that we can cut. I think we've cut the majority that we can already.
Sonia Marks is the head librarian at the Dillingham Public Library. She says that the change in hours caught some patrons off guard, but now that they're down to four part-time employees, it was the only viable option.
Well, it kind of surprised several people, I'm sure, because they are so used to the library being open 40 hours a week. But with 20-hour-a-week position not here, we're already short-staffed. So the only answer we could find was to cut the hours.
The library serves over 2,000 visitors a month. In the summer, often as many as 400 visitors a day. Mark says that they're down to the bare bones, but they're making it work. They've shifted the hours around this month to try to accommodate as many library goers as possible.
We found that the hours we currently have are meeting the needs of all patrons, the kids after school. We're basically open 2 hours a week after 5, Wednesday and Friday, and then on Saturday we're open for 4 hours. So we meet the requirements of being open 5 hours a week outside of the normal 8 to 5.
The change isn't sitting well with some of the library's regular patrons. Sydney Ewing says she and her family are feeling the impact of the reduced hours.
I found it really frustrating lately because I'm used to the old hours and my kids love coming here. And especially when it's really cold outside, there's like nothing to do and our kids are freezing. And I have young kids, and so the young kids really love the library. It's kind of a main point that we come into town, we go to the library. So hasn't been happening as often, and we've really kind of over the Christmas break kind of felt like little shut-ins. So we miss our library hours. We want them back.
In order to add those hours back, the city would have to fill the vacant position, and they haven't decided yet whether to include it in the 2018 budget. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.